trumas per ches mishne tes. Chovish and nishbiru begas al yoina. If you have a barrel that has truma in it, and the barrels would open up into a hole in the ground, a bore, that the wine would be collected in. So this barrel broke. And the wine that was in the pit below was chulin wine that's tummy. So that had a use, because when they were tummy, they were able to drink this chulin wine. But now you have this truma that's going to be dropping into this chulin wine that's tameh, and now anything that falls into this pit is going to become inedible, because since it's truma, it's meduma. And like the Rav is going to say in the next Mishnah, we're specifically dealing with a case where whatever falls in is obviously going to be more than 1/100th. So it's not going to be batel. So in this case, Moder Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua Shem Yechorim Lahatzel Menu Revius B'Tahara Yatzil. So both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold that if you can go out of your way and quickly get a vessel to catch the truma that's falling in, for sure, while you're going to get your vessel, there's going to be truma that's going to be falling in and ruining what's in the pit below. The wine that's there is definitely going to be ruined. But that's not as important that if you can go and get a tahar kli and save at least a revius of truma b'tahara, go save it. That everybody agrees. V'im lav. But what if you cannot? Let's say you don't have another vessel. You're not going to be able to save it. So if you leave it as is, all the truma is obviously going to become tamei and be lost. And not only that, but the chulin that's tamei will also be destroyed because it's going to be meduma from the truma. But maybe one should actually take a tamei kli, because that he, let's say, does have. And maybe he should catch the truma tahira and be metamei it. Yes, he's being metame the Trumatara, but you know what? This Trumatara anyway is going to be lost, because if you didn't stop it, it's going to fall into the pit and become tame anyway. Yes, you're doing it physically with your hands, but it's going to become tame anyway, and at least by doing this, you're saving the wine that's in the pit. But Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teired Vititame, let it go by itself. Val Yitamenu Biyodov, do not be metame with your hands. And we're going to see later, we'll say it here, that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, you are allowed to be metame with your hands. You may as well save the chulin below in the pit by being metame it. You're not allowed to be metame biyadayim. The Teretz says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a big deal, because in this case, it's going to become tame anyway. And the Rav says here, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, but rather, mistametz like Rabbi Yeshua.